In chapter number 24 in the book of Matthew, the disciples were questioning the fact of and asking the Lord when these things are going to be and when is the sign of his coming going to be. And they were interested in the end of the world. And so I want to talk to us a little bit this morning, if the Lord will help me out of this chapter. Time wouldn't permit for us to get into everything in the chapter, but I do want to begin reading with verse number 29 and read maybe three verses here. Verse number 29 in the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew. When you find your place, if you would, let's stand together and let's honor the Bible. Aren't you glad you're here?
Yeah.
Before we read, I want you to look up here at me and everybody smile. Somebody told me one time it takes less muscles to smile than it does to frown. Now, ain't that something? Aren't you glad to be here? Now, let's give the Lord a wave offering. We just want to wave to him. Let him know that we know he's glad we're here. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Good to see you. Chapter number 24, beginning with verse number 29. Jesus said, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And there shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Wow. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence this morning. Lord, we come before you as humble as we know how, thanking you, dear Lord, for every blessing. We thank you, Lord, for your love, for your mercy. We thank you for your precious promises, Lord, that we read in your word. We thank you, Father, for the church. We thank you for these that are gathered today, Lord, here in the house of God. I pray this morning, Lord, that you'd have your way in this service. Lord, we don't know what to do, but oh God, we're trusting in you today, Lord, to do what you'd do with us and in us, through us this morning. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd have your way now in the service. Draw us closer to you. Lord, we love you this morning. Thank you, dear God, for saving our soul. And Lord, for saving those that are lost and reviving the backsliders. We ask you now, Lord, to go with us and, Lord, preach through us. We pray again for that fresh oil anointing. God, that you'd touch us one more time. Have your way now. And what you do for us today, we'll be careful to thank you and we'll praise you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to talk to us this morning, if God will help me, for a few minutes on the gathering. I want to talk to us on the gathering for just a few minutes this morning. You know, they tell me there's probably a little over 7 billion people in the world. That's a lot of people. In America itself is just a little over 300 million people. 300 million people in America, I believe, maybe 350 million people. And then we think about the amount of people that there are in all the world. This is a big world that we live in. This is big. It took us something like 16 hours to fly on an airplane from here to Germany, where my people are overseas. And so when we flew to France and then we flew into Nuremberg, that's a lot of time on an airplane. And when we went to Washington State, we helped them in a revival meeting up there one summer. And it took, I believe it was around a five-hour trip going 500 miles an hour, and took that many hours to get from Texas to Washington State. Isn't that amazing that the United States is that big? It's a big world that we live in, and it's filled with a lot of people. The Bible tells us at the coming of the Lord how that He'll gather together out of all the world, from the east to the west and from the north to the south. He'll gather all nations. The Bible tells us how that the sea will give up their dead. And so we know, and the Bible tells us that how we'll be called from every corner of the earth is going to come together and be gathered on the coming of the Lord. So I said that to you this morning, how that if you think that you're going to escape how the coming of the Lord, you're not going to escape. You cannot hide from the Lord. How many folks today don't believe in the Lord? They don't believe in the coming of the Lord, how to come one day. How Peter declares that how the heavens and the earth are going to be destroyed how when Jesus comes. And how the Bible tells us when John was baptizing in the River Jordan, and the Pharisees and the Sadducees came to there to be baptized, he said unto them, when he saw them, he said, "Bring me meats of your repentance." And he said, "Who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" Now that's a subject less preached in the pulpits today, is concerning the very wrath of God. And I don't understand all about the wrath of God, but I sure am glad that I don't have to endure the wrath of God when Jesus comes. Amen. Those that are saved by the grace of God have escaped the wrath of God. But those that are lost and never have been saved, they'll have to endure the wrath of God. Jesus Christ, when He was on the cross of Calvary, He endured my wrath for me. And because of what He did on the cross of Calvary, I escaped the wrath of God. Amen. How the Bible tells us that when Jesus comes, there's going to be a great separation day taking place in that day. Jesus likened it unto the wheat and the tares. He said that the wheat would be gathered in His barn, and then He said the tares would be carried out to be burned. Amen. And they're going to be cast into the fire. The Bible said that fire on that day would be such of a fire that the worm dieth not, and ever burning but never being burnt up. It will last for an eternity. The Bible said that when God would cast the devil, and when God would cast all the disobedient of God, and the governments that rebelled against God were cast into the lake of fire, never to be seen again, burning forever and ever. The Bible said, "In their smoke shall sin forever and forever." There is that separation day that's coming when Jesus comes. He not only likened it unto the wheat and the tares, but He also reverenced it to the sheep and the goat. He brought it down just a little bit narrower when He said the sheep and the goat. Oftentimes, Christian folks are referred to as sheep. Amen. Jesus, He referred to us as sheep. And because Christian folks are likened a lot like sheep. Amen. And we walk in humility, and we're vulnerable to the world. Amen. And so we're like sheep. And He even said in one place that we have all gone astray like sheep. And so we know this morning He reverenced His people as sheep. And then He talks about the goats, and how the goats are the lost people. How the goats are people that never have been saved. And the Bible said one day at the coming of the Lord that when He judges, the Bible said He will put the sheep on the left side, and or the sheep on the right side, and the goats on the left side. It's not a coincidence that He puts them in those places, and because the sheep are right, and the goats are going to be left here, and to endure the wrath of God. And I want to say this morning that there's a great day coming one day, and the Bible tells us that Jesus Jesus is soon coming. And when he comes, the Bible said, and in Matthew chapter number 24, that immediately after this tribulation time comes. Now there are some people believe that the church doesn't have to go through that great tribulation period. Some people believe that the church is going to be raptured out of here, and then for 7 years there is going to be a great tribulation period. There are some people believe that the church will be here, and 3.5 years of that 7 year tribulation period. And so they believe that the church will endure the first 3.5 years because it will not be as bad as the second 3.5 years. That's the thought in some. And then there's some believes that the church will go through that great tribulation period. But while they're going through that period, that God will have his hand upon them, and that they will go through that period of 7 years of tribulation. Jesus said immediately after the tribulation in those days, he said the sun's going to be darkened and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall appear of the coming of the Lord Jesus. And I'm in this thought today, that God's able to save, he's able to keep. Amen. Let me say it again. If God's able to save, he's able to keep them that are saved. And I want to say to you this morning, of the church going through that great tribulation period, we're going to be protected by the Lord. Amen. Amen. And I want to say this morning, that in that period of time, Jesus said, I've never lost a one of them. Amen. There's not a one of them. So if they have to cut your head off, it's just a quick way to glory. Don't worry about that. Amen. If they put you before the firing squad, don't worry about it. Amen. The Bible said, if any man believe in me, he said, though he were dead, yet shall he live. We have life everlasting. The Bible says, fear him not that can destroy just the body, but rather fear him that can destroy both body and soul. And so we know that if they destroy this old body, this old house that we're living in, we have another house. Amen. Whose builder and maker is God. And he said, it's eternal in the heavens, not down here. This is not eternal. This is temporary. But the house I'm going to move into one day is eternal, thank God. It don't have a flaw in it nowhere. Amen. And so we know that the time's going to come when Jesus gets ready for the church to go home. And the Bible said here that this gathering that Jesus is talking about is going to be immediate. Amen. It's going to happen in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. And the Bible tells us in Thessalonians that he said for us not to be ignorant about these things, brethren. He said, but the Lord's going to come. And there's going to be a sound. Not only a sign, but a sound. Amen. They have said to show us the sign. And I believe there's going to be a trumpet sound one day. The old song said so loud, it's going to wake the dead. Amen. The Lord's going to blow that trumpet one day. And I want to declare to you the dead in Christ are going to rise first. And amen. Those graves are those that are in the graves are coming out. Those that are saved by the grace of God, he's going to gather them. The sea gave up their dead. The dead, though, are going to rise up. All of those that are in Christ Jesus are going to come forth on that gathering day. Amen. He said, we which remain are going to be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, and we're going to be caught up or gathered up. Amen. The Bible said, together to meet them in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now there's a little text there that says, and God shall bring back with him, amen, all of those loved ones, amen, that have gone on. They're waiting on the other shore, on the other side. We often say at a funeral that we're over here on this side waving goodbye on this shore. But those on the other shore, they're bringing them in and welcoming them home. Amen. And I've got family on both sides. I'm rich. Hallelujah. I got family on this side, and I love them dearly. And I've got family on that side, and I love them dearly. Those that are on that side's been gone a long, long time. And I long to see their face one more time. And I will, thank God, when that trumpet sounds, hallelujah, we're going to all be gathered up together. He said, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to be gathered together one day. Woo! Hallelujah. Jesus said, and then he said, then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes in the earth mourn. And the Bible tells us that when they see him, they're going to cry, hide us from the face of him. I'm going to tell you, this world don't love him. Those that are going to be separated from him, they're going to try to hide. They're going to try to flee. And they even said for the mountains to come down upon them and hide them from the face of our blessed Lord. They're going to mourn because they're not saved. Amen. And don't be in that number, the Bible said. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. When he was here the first time, he took upon himself our sin. But when we see him again, we'll see him without sin, amen, and with salvation. He's coming to deliver up the kingdom of his Son. Amen. The Bible said he's coming. Those disciples were standing before Pentecost, the last time they saw him. Those angels said, why ye men standing here gazing upward? He said, that same Jesus that you see going away in the clouds shall in like manner come again. I don't know why folks have such a hard time understanding. I believe they can't see the forest for the trees. Amen. I believe he's soon coming. And when that trumpet sounds and that cloud, somebody said, I'm watching the clouds to see which cloud he's coming home on. I'm going to tell you, it'll be a cloud like none other. Amen. I've seen pictures on Facebook where they'd have pictures of a cloud, and sometimes it looked like horses running. I seen one the other day, looked like it was the face of the Son of God. I've seen clouds. We're intrigued on looking at clouds. We're intrigued. My wife going to Mississippi the other day, she said, looky there. I said, what? She said, look at that cloud. I said, yeah. I said, what about it? She said, it looks like a snail. I said, a snail? I said, it looks like a turtle. We was intrigued. We argued back and forth, trying to find its tail and head, trying to look at the cloud, see what it is. But there's a coming a cloud one day, amen, like no other cloud. That's right. Yeah. Amen. He said he's coming in power and great glory. Yeah. There's a glory cloud. Yeah. Amen. That's reverenced all the way back in the Word of God, way back in the Word of God. And that cloud followed Christ all the way through. Right. Amen. And sometimes it would erect and lead the people during the hot sun time. Sometimes it'd fill the church house. Amen. Sometimes that glory cloud. I remember reading one time that it just left out. Amen. And nobody reverenced to it again. It left out of the house of God. I know where it's at. It's reserved for Christ when he steps out on that glory cloud, and it'll be like none other. The Bible tells us it'll be like lightning a flashing. Amen. It'll be that quick. Jesus said, and he shall send his angel with a great sound. And he said, sound of a trumpet. And they shall gather together his elect from the four winds. You remember where you get that reverence from? You remember Ezekiel talked about the wind blowing? He said, call on the wind. Yeah. Call on the four winds to blow. And the Bible said they began to blow. And they began to have sinew come up on them. And they began to stand as a mighty army. Amen. I tell you, we reverence here this morning of that mighty army of God standing at the coming of the Lord Jesus when he gathers them together. All the saints are going to gather in one day. Hallelujah. It wasn't no coincidence that y'all sung a couple of songs today are referring to the great gathering time. There's coming a day, hallelujah, when God's going to gather the elect, the saved by grace. Came home, Jesus said in John 14, he said, and I'll come again to receive you where I am, there you may be also. We're headed home. We're headed home. It could be sooner than we thought. Let's stand.